Sean Pinkston is here today to talk about elder abuse, a subject that we don't really like to talk about, but you see some of these statistics and they're very startling.
Yes, there was a study that came out last year, and South Carolina ranked last in terms of protections for the elderly. And that includes state regulations, state funding for the monitoring and regulation of nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And, you know, it's just the elderly are one of the most vulnerable members in our society. So, we have to have some stronger protections, and we clearly have to have some, some progress, at least as it relates to being last in the country.
Oh, certainly. Another statistic, and I can't remember the exact percentage, but it was a majority had reported some sort of abuse at the hands of a caregiver.
Yeah, and signs and symptoms of abuse include, always the bruising. You can see the bruising. That's something that is obvious. But some of the less obvious signs include, the elderly person being withdrawn, no longer talking. You can have skin tears, you can have, various injuries like that, that aren't always, the elderly, again, they bruise more easily than we do. So it's, what is the bruising? Are there a lot of falls that happen when you're in a nursing home or an assisted living facility? And it's the reporting of those, and those reporting mechanisms have to go to the Department of Health and Environmental Control and things of that nature for the state to then do an investigation. But clearly the state, according to this recent survey, is overwhelmed in terms of how they can investigate those allegations and claims, and that's sometimes where the lawyers come in. So at the John Price Law Firm, we believe in compassionate representation. And we want to make sure that your mom and dad, if you believe that there are signs and symptoms of abuse and neglect, it's what we can help. So you can always check out our website for the services that we have, which is thejohnpricelawfirm.com, or you can call us at 800-TNT-HELP. And we represent people throughout the state. So we would be more than happy to take, to take calls from Aiken to the upstate to here in Charleston.
It's really awesome that Charleston and our area continues to rank really high on lists, like most romantic place to take a vacation or best restaurants. But yeah. I think that, this isn't the first list that has come out where we have been really low, where I think maybe we kind of need to take a look at our priorities and say, do we really want to be the bottom of the list in terms of how we take care of our older generations? Like, this is a priority problem, and we definitely need to make some changes to fix that.
Well, if you suspect someone you love is being abused at the hand of a caregiver, of course, there are things to look for. You can do your research, but talking to a competent attorney can also help weigh your options. And what would you recommend folks do before coming to see you if they suspect anything is going on?
Well, the first thing you should do is obviously report it to the administration at the facility. So, and that will trigger responses under the statutes and the regulations for an investigation to occur. That investigation then goes to DHEC, and DHEC can investigate it. You can always call the ombudsman office, which is the, for lack of a better term, it's kind of the law enforcement branch of DHEC to investigate these allegations of abuse and neglect. So that's the first thing, is report it. Make sure it's documented. And then, if you don't feel as if you are getting a response from the administration, then you can always go above the administration, and that's when you report it to the state organizations.
Okay. And then if it comes time to get a competent attorney for this or another reason, the John Price Law Firm is here to help. JohnPriceLawFirm.com. And the telephone number again?
800-TNT-HELP is our 800 number. It's toll-free, so you can give us a call anytime. We'll have someone there to take your call, and I or another attorney in the office, John, someone else might give you a call, but we're always happy to discuss your case and let you know what you need to do to take care of your loved one.
I'm just surprised John didn't give everybody the whole week off.
I know, right?
Go tired. I'm tired. But I shy. Take the whole week off.
Hey, you know, he's a Clemson guy, and it's great. You know, it really is.
I'm so happy for him. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how he can scrape the money together to get the tickets. I'm a poor guy. You can stay at my house for a while, John.
You know, he and I went to the Clemson-Louisville game earlier this year. Another great game in which we were able to, you know, watch the Clemson Tigers win. And I'll tell you this, and this is someone who has been to a lot of college football games. When the Tigers run down the hill and they, you know, the student body kind of parts for them to run down into the football stadium, that's really cool. That is really a cool sight.
Of course,
it's one of those special things in college football.
Absolutely. One of the many great traditions. Sean Pinkston, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. Good to see you again.